Starr County officials closed three bridges last week and determined that at least half of the bridges in the county need to be replaced or repaired. The following bridges were closed: Bridge number 9 over the Jane Ditch at 700 North and 500 East in Oregon Township, Bridge number 62 over the Smith Ditch at Range Road and 500 South in California Township, and Bridge number 156 over the Robbins Ditch that's on Range Road between 400 and 500 North in Davis Township. WKBI's Ted Hayes talked with Highway Superintendent Steve Seidel about the bridge inspections.
We had the bridge inspectors come out that they hired to do our yearly or every 2 years inspection, and they found three bridges critical. The superstructure is very bad shape, Ted, and so they recommended immediately that we close them down. And by doing that, we have to do it within so many hours, and we closed them down. I know it's upset a lot of people, and it's hurt us here at the highway too, because now we have to go around and around the road closures too. But for safety reasons, that's why they were closed. The superstructures are not going to hold up to the standards that the state and the feds want.
Seidel said the county is at least 7 years behind on bridge work.
We possibly could even be far as 10 years. They set a master plan back years ago, I believe it was around 1999, 2000 year, to upgrade bridges so many a year. They started on that, and then somewhere along the line they got off that. We have done bridge work. I'm not saying the county highway hasn't. We've installed box culverts in replace of regular bridges, but nobody kept going on and trying to get the bridges. And when this new board of commissioners come in and I took over, we looked at the bridges and we started trying to put ones online that we could and try to take care of some in-house. And we have tried to catch up, but we just don't accumulate enough money in the bridge.
One bright moment of the presentation was when certified engineer Lee Nagai offered to do engineering design work on bridge number 156. Nagai claimed he could speed up the process for getting a new bridge built across the span.
Yeah, Lee was there and he said he would offer his services and draw up something for the commissioners to look at that he can possibly save the county taxpayers and the highway department money, and we're all in favor for that. I mean, if he can do that, great. I'm all for that, and not keep the road closed as I insinuated. It's in federal funding with the state, and it'll be 2 years before it's complete. And Lee claims he can do us something better, take it out of federal funding if we do this, and he can design something that we can have open possibly as early as midsummer.
Starr County has received federal funding for bridge number 156, but it could take 2 years to get it built. It comes with a 20% match. Nagai claims all of the engineering and building work could be done for the match money. That could be about $150,000. Seidel said three other bridges might have to go to one lane of traffic while work is done on them. Individuals covered under Medicaid or by private insurance will soon have a hard time finding health service in Pulaski County. Starting July 1st, new federal guidelines state that the Pulaski County Health Department can no longer provide service to those covered under Medicaid if a Medicaid provider exists in the county. And individuals covered by insurance for vaccines can also no longer receive service from the health department. Because the health department is not a Medicaid provider, and a provider does indeed exist in the county, the health department will be unable to render services to those individuals. They are currently looking into becoming a provider, but it can be a long process. Because the Medicaid provider only sees patients of two doctors in the area, this could potentially leave a large number of residents with no way to receive medical service under Medicaid. Therefore, if a child needs to have their shots for school, or you need to visit the health department for any reason, and are covered under Medicaid or another private insurance provider, you'll need to visit before July 1st, otherwise they will not be able to help you. In addition to the new guidelines, the health departments will soon have to be accredited. A gap analysis will take place in June to see what the health department is providing toward accreditation, and they will receive a report describing, in detail, what is necessary in order to become accredited. Lisa Napierkowski was arrested Monday on a warrant for trafficking with an inmate and dealing in a Schedule 4 controlled substance after a routine traffic stop. According to police, a car driven by Otis Young was stopped at 700 East and 100 North in Starr County on Monday, and Lisa Napierkowski was apprehended as a result of the traffic stop. It is alleged that in late February, Lisa had brought clonazepam to the Starr County Jail lobby bathroom and placed them under the trash bag. an inmate, Corey Draper, then admitted to gaining possession of the drugs, which numbered 40. He told police that he put them in a pill bottle and placed them in a vent. When jailers searched the vent, the pills, credit cards, and syringes were located and placed into evidence. Corey Draper was charged with 4 counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of a syringe, theft, and trafficking with an inmate at the time of the incident. Lisa Napierkowski is in the Stark County Jail with a $25,000 bond. The traffic stop remains under investigation. On Monday night, the North Judson Town Board approved a special event permit submitted by the Aliana Historical Association. The members in the organization hope to participate in a World War II reenactment event on Friday, June 3rd through Sunday, June 5th on the old railroad bed property east of Lucan Street, north of the new firehouse. More details of the event will be available as the event draws closer. The board also discussed the disposal of an old police car. The board is going to offer the car to the skill center for the students' use. The vehicle has mechanical issues and cannot be driven on the road. The skill center students could use the car for class lab time or other educational purposes. If the skill center does not accept the donation, the board will scrap the car. The board will not be selling the car. The Knox Community School Board discussed the 2011-2012 school calendar Monday night. The calendar shows that the first day of school for Knox students would be Wednesday, August 10th, with the end of the first semester as December 21st. June 1st, 2012 would be commencement. The first and second semesters would equal 90 days apiece. Superintendent A.J. Gappa told the board that the schedule works with the Jesse Cooperative and the vocational programs as well. Board President Harold Welter and Vice President Mary Lynn Ritchie both stated that the biggest complaint they receive is the extreme early start to the new school year. They asked Superintendent Gappa to go back and talk to all entities to see if the start of the school year could be pushed back 1 week. No decision was made regarding the calendar for the next school year. The board had the calendar on the agenda for discussion purposes only. The Hamlet Town Board met in special session to discuss the downtown sewer improvement project. The board learned that $80,000 will be left over from the project. The board will contribute $10,000 to $15,000 to the total to ensure that all streets affected in the sewer improvement project will be repaved curb to curb. Work is currently being done on Pearl Street and Davis Street. The project is expected to last through the summer. The board approved a bid of $571,562 from H&G Underground Utility in December to improve storm drainage in the old downtown area of Hamlet. This new project will extend that storm drain in the area by Railroad Street, Stark Street, Pearl Street, and Hamlet Street. A short section will also be extended east along Davis Street next to the post office to relieve drainage. North Judson St. Pierre High School has the honor of having both the Stark and Pulaski County Lilly Scholarship winners this year. Andrew Frazier Jr., a senior at the school, has been named the Pulaski County winner, while Jessica Yockum was named the Stark County winner. Jessica is the daughter of Michael and Sherry Yockum. Andrew Frazier Jr. is the son of Ruby and Rabian Frazier of rural Winnemac. Frazier is interested in majoring in chemistry and possibly pursuing a career in dentistry. He has narrowed his college choices down to Valparaiso University, IUPUI, and the University of Indianapolis. His grade point average was 4.1 on a 4.0 scale in high school. Also a member of several sports teams, Andrew has been selected to play in the Indiana East-West All-Star Game on April 23rd. Reporting from the WKVI Information Center, I'm Anita Gooden.